Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from FuneralFuturist.com. We are continuing our series of pre-conference interviews for the ICCFA annual convention that is going to be held in San Diego, California from March 26th to 29th. Today's guest is Dan Katz from Dan Katz, Inc., located in Northridge, California. Dan, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Rob.
Great, Dan. Now, can you give me just a little bit of background about yourself and your company?
Well, about myself, since I am my company, I've been in advertising for just about 30 years. Started off as a recording engineer, and then ultimately moved into being a copywriter, and then a producer, then a creative director. And so for the last 25 years, I've been writing and producing ads for my clients in a wide range of industries at a number of different ad agencies. And for the last 13, 14 years, I had my own ad agency and then decided to go ahead and separate and just run this as a consulting business. And that's what I'm doing
okay.
now.
Okay. Okay. Great. Now, we're both presenting in San Diego in a few weeks, and your presentation is going to be Pre-Need Marketing, What They Didn't Teach You at Mortuary College. So can you just elaborate a little bit on what you're going to be talking about? Because, you know, the one issue, and we spoke about this earlier, is usually, especially for these generational businesses, usually you just look, you know, what did Dad do, what did Grandpa do, but that doesn't work anymore, does it?
No. In fact, this is the biggest challenge I see for funeral homes is that funeral homes, by and large, have been a business of family-owned, generationally-owned enterprises. And so what happens is, let's say the person who's running the funeral home now is maybe the third and sometimes the fifth generation of funeral home operator, and they're doing the kind of marketing that at least Dad did and perhaps the granddad did. And so there's this sense that, well, we're in an industry that believes in tradition, so we'll do things the traditional way. And that's all well and good for many industries, but it's a terrible direction for someone who's in the funeral industry. And there are two reasons for that. The first reason is that consumers do not like advertising, generally speaking. You don't open the newspaper and say, gee, let's see what ads I can see today. You don't turn on the TV and say, oh, boy, I can't wait for those commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Commercials get in the way, ads get in the way. So consumers don't like advertising. And they particularly hate funeral advertising because it reminds them of something they don't want to think about, which is their mortality. So there's not just an indifference, but there is an avoidance factor when it comes to funeral advertising. And yet, most funeral homes and cemeteries and mortuaries, they tend to run advertising that reeks of funeral home advertising. You either see ads that say, generations of caring service, and that's sort of, you know, a turnoff. It's way too syrupy and sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
It's like walking into a flower store and being overpowered by the perfume. Or they go the opposite direction and they say, you know, why pay $5,000 for a funeral when you can buy one, you know, at a bargain rate at $15.95? And that is also a turnoff because it doesn't reflect well on how you want to treat your family member.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the typical approaches to funeral advertising that have been done for, you know, for generations. And so the first thing is that any advertising that looks like, feels like traditional funeral home advertising is going to get that avoidance from an audience because, again, they're not there, you know, to enjoy your ads, and they don't want to be reminded about the fact that they or someone they love is going to die. So that's the first reason why traditional advertising doesn't work, but there's another reason, which is just as important, and that is that the market has changed dramatically. It's the baby boomer now. The baby boomer is certainly at an age where they're making plans for their parents, mm-hmm. as well as for themselves, and possibly even, you know, for their children, but more importantly, they're the, you know, that pig in the python that's been described for many years, 76 million baby boomers. They're the market now. And the baby boomer generation is unlike any market that has preceded it because of how they grew up, what they grew up with that sex, drugs, and rock and roll. No audience has ever grown up in such revolutionary times. And just because, you know, we baby boomers are, you know, older, grayer, and perhaps creakier than we used to be,
mm-hmm.
our mindset is set by the mores, the values that we grew up with during the Vietnam War and Watergate and free love and all that psychedelic era still defines a generation that thinks a ton, a lot younger than their gray hair would make them seem to be.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you've got to speak differently to the baby boomer than you did to the baby boomer's parents. And, you know, when I think of an ad campaign that was done, well, this is maybe about 15 years ago, but Oldsmobile ran that ad campaign, says, you know, it's not your father's Oldsmobile. Well, the baby boomer doesn't want his father's funeral home. He doesn't want his mm-hmm. grandfather's funeral home. What he wants is something that is much more expressive of his own values, which are completely non-traditional. And there lies the crux of the challenge, which is that you cannot reach a traditional market, a non-traditional market, using traditional advertising.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. And most funeral homes are still doing advertising that's very, very traditional.
Well, Dan, could you maybe just share a couple of examples that you've done with some of your clients and I've seen your portfolio. Just share with the audience some of them, and they do resonate with people, because first of all, they do get their attention and probably start looking for, well, when's the next ad coming out, because that one was pretty cool. So if you could just share a couple with us, that'd be
yeah,
great.
I mean the first ad campaign that I ever did in the funeral industry, and it was pardon me, probably about 12, 13 years ago, and I picked it up. I actually wanted to work in the funeral business from all the other kinds of advertising I did, because I wanted the creative challenge. How would I do, because I hated funeral advertising, how would I do something that I think is right? And so I started working with a large combination cemetery mortuary here in Los Angeles, and we started with ads that featured the general manager of the property, and we did unusual things where, you know, he said, for example, in the headline, "Is this any way to run a funeral home?" And it just caught people's attention. It was so frank and surprising. We had one when the casket competition, casket manufacturer, not manufacturers, but the retailers were popping up now offering discount caskets.
Mm-hmm.
And so in response, we ran one ad again featuring him on the cover. And the headline was, "How to Buy a Casket Without Getting Carried Away." And people just didn't expect to see this kind of stuff. And that's sort of what prompted other funeral homes and cemeteries to contact us and say, hey, you know, if this stuff is working, it's hurting us, so maybe we could, you know, work with you as well. So that's mm-hmm. how we kind of got involved, was to do this kind of fresh advertising. We did a campaign for one funeral home where we focused on what the funeral directors did outside of the embalming room. And again, the reason is that the consumers sort of think that, you know, funeral directors, you know, morticians are creepy people that all look like Vincent Price with long, you know, frock coats and tall hats, you know, creeping behind the tombstone. And so we want to say, hey, these people are really human. So we featured what some of these people did on their you know, their private lives, and one of them turned out he's a clown with the Shriners, a mm-hmm. wonderful volunteer thing. So we actually featured him in clown makeup, and we talked about him as being a part-time Shriner clown and a full-time human being, Mm-hmm. And we ran some others. You know, there was a woman who she's a choir director during her private hours, and so we showed her the choir gear, and we talked about the humanity, the wonderfulness of these people, but nobody expected to see anything like this. And in particular, the clown ad, which is the last thing anybody would expect to see for a funeral home, mm-hmm. Got literal international attention. Well, that's part of the value of stepping out, you know, sort of outside the box, as it were. Mm-hmm. Is that since funeral homes are the last ones to be seen as doing anything, you know, fresh and innovative and likable, that the attention is all that much more great, and the media picks up on it. So, you know, every dollar that was spent in advertising was tripled by the amount of media exposure that they got. More recently, I just did a campaign for a funeral home that is owned by a Mormon family, but their community, which had been traditionally Mormon, is changing dramatically quickly, and so they had to reach out beyond the perception of there being only a Mormon funeral home. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to, and also recognized that their audience was indeed baby boomers. So we did a rather surprising radical ad campaign for them that said, for my funeral, I want to A, be buried, B, be cremated, and C, beam back to the Enterprise. And we showed a little, little cartoon of a little starship. And we talked about the fact that we, whatever you're about, we're about. Whatever is important to you, we will do. So that it's not, you know, it's not your father's funeral, you know, Formula A funeral, but it's something that is all about you. And that's very, very much a part of the baby boomer makeup, is to be self-expressive, and it's, you know, that's why we're called the me generation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and again, this campaign, we did another one that said, officiating at my funeral, I want A, a rabbi, B, a priest, C, Elvis. And hey, if you want to have an Elvis impersonator, you know, do the eulogy, we'll do it for you. Anything that's safe and legal, that you want as your way of saying farewell, will make happen for you. And it was a mm-hmm. message that absolutely resonates with that audience and has done exceedingly well for them in getting attention. So here is a category that most people, as I said, not just ignore but avoid, and yet suddenly people are looking forward to the next ad in the series. This is an amazing thing, and it works. And This is why I believe in this kind of marketing so strongly. And it brings up another point, which is that, you know, where funeral homes especially are going after, they're going after the pre-need market. The beauty of that is when you're selling pre-need, nobody's dead yet. And it's a critically important thing to remember. If nobody's dead, you can lighten up. Because mm-hmm. baby boomers of all generations have that wonderful, you know, morbid sense of humor to start with. So if you appeal to that, you're going to get attention. You're going to, you know, they're going to embrace you because they didn't expect that, you know, where in a sense you're sort of having fun with yourself, laughing with yourself a little bit as a funeral home operator. But you do it tastefully enough that you're not making fun of the dead, but what you're doing is, you're saying, "Hey, we know where you are. We're part of your family. We're part of your makeup. We know what's important to you." And so, again, it's reaching a non-traditional audience using non-traditional marketing techniques that works.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now, Dan, with at your presentation, then you're going to be obviously sharing, you know, some of these examples and sharing some video clips and things like that, and mm-hmm. of different things that they can do, or just to try to get them to break out of that traditional kind of mindset?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about some of the ways of looking at themselves and understanding the audience better. By the way, when I talk about, you know, using humor in advertising, that's only one way of doing it. We're doing a campaign right now for another funeral home that is very, very sensitive and very, very warm and embracing but is still completely unique and unexpected for the category. And so it's not all about how to be funny, because that may work, it may not work. It depends upon how you brand your funeral home and what you want it to be about. So it's not that it's all about being funny, it's about being different, and that's the key. And so I talk about some of the ways to, you know, to draw out your brand and understand how important branding is. And I will sort of, in fact, there's a little guide, a handout that I have prepared called A Trust Marketer's Guide. And it talks about how branding is important in building trust for the audience, because the audience does trust brand. You would much rather buy a can of green beans by Green Giant or Del Monte than by Bob's Vegetables, because you know and trust those brands. And a well-established or a trusted brand is one you're even willing to pay a premium price for. So part of the marketing that we're talking about in being able to stand out is developing a strong enough brand and all of the elements that are necessary to create that brand, that you really do become a trusted entity. And that's what we talk about when we talk about trust marketing. So I do, you know, talk about that to some degree, to some length, because it's fundamental. This is something that I learned, you know, almost, you know, 25 years ago when I was working at advertising agencies developing packaged goods. You know, when you've got an aisle full of cereal boxes, why is one cereal different than another? And pardon me. Kellogg's answered that beautifully. They built the brand, and this is something that you learn in packaged goods marketing, is how important it is for branding to stand out when you know, on a supermarket shelf, when you've got, you know, 300 competitors. You've got to have a strong brand. Well, the same thing happens even in a little neighborhood where you might have three or four funeral homes, and you're just one of them. What do you do to build your own brand that you're top of mind and people trust you and people know you, and you know, you become famous for your brand? That's an important part of it. And then the rest of the time during the presentation, you know, I try to have a good time with the audience. We have some clips from YouTube for showing some of the commercials that have been done, some of which are sort of parody commercials on the funeral industry, and that's good to see too. So,
oh, for sure.
It's, you know, the idea is to have a fun time at the presentation while being able to walk out and say, wow, I know I have to do something different than we've been doing.
Well, and that's the message that, you know, we need to get out for. Well, the message has to go to the funeral directors and cemeteries, and then for them to take action and say, you know what, we can't just be, you know, these somber, solemn people in a, you know, in a dark suit. Let's, you know, show that our personality and start to really build those relationships. And as you said, build your trust, build your brand, and then it'll be a no brainer for when, you know, someone does die, they'll say, oh, I'm going to go there. Or even from a pre-need perspective, you know, they say, no, this funeral home gets it. You know, they're hip. They're kind of like the same people that I am. And, you know, that's who I'm going to trust for my services.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's, you know, to some degree, it's a little bit like whistling past the graveyard. It's interesting if the guy who's running the graveyard's whistling with you, and that's kind of what we're trying to to get people to kind of see. And we're not trying to say, hey, get, you know, have your funeral at a funny funeral home. What we're trying to say is, have a funeral home that acknowledges that they are part of, you know, who you are, and respects who you are, and understands that, you know, you have different points of view, that you can be traditional, but traditional becomes a creative choice as opposed to Formula A and only Formula A. You know, it's the old Henry Ford thing that with the Model T, that you could have any color car you want as long as it's black. Well, that's the way the funerals have been, you know, presented for, you know, generations. And now we're saying, hey, we've got a few more colors in the palette to offer you.
Exactly. Well, Dan, it sounds like it's going to be, you know, both entertaining but also very insightful and a message that we need to hear. So I look forward to seeing you in San Diego. Do you have any last comments before I let you go?
Boy, that's like saying, do you have any last words in this industry? I guess that, you know, in summary, it's dare to be different. It's dare to step out. Dare to not be your father's funeral home. And if you start with that point of view, then a lot more doors will open up to you from a marketing perspective.
Exactly. Well, that's great. Well, thanks a lot, Dan.
And Dan, I'd like to appreciate your time, Rob.
Oh, no problem. And thank you to Dan Katz of Dan Katz, Inc., who will be presenting Preneed Marketing, What They Didn't Teach You at Mortuary College, at ICCFA's annual convention that is going to be held in San Diego, California, from March 26th to 29th. For more information and registration details, visit www.iccfa.com. And check back soon for another ICCFA pre-conference interview. On behalf of the Funeral Gurus, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.